Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. The Senate Judiciary Committee conducted another long day of testimony today on the nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. She promised to keep an open mind on the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, which is scheduled to come before the court the week after Election Day. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports the nominee was also asked her views on Griswold versus Connecticut, a case that is seen as a precursor to Roe versus Wade, which established a woman's right to an abortion.
This was 1965. The court ruled that married couples have a right to have and to use contraceptives in the privacy of their homes. And Barrett said that she couldn't imagine such a case coming to the Supreme Court today, but she refused to say, as the other Republican nominees have before her, that there is an inherent right to privacy in the Constitution.
NPR's Nina Totenberg. The panel will hear tomorrow from other witnesses, both for and against her confirmation. Barrett herself will not be present. The coronavirus pandemic is picking up speed in dozens of U.S. states. The country is now averaging more than 50,000 cases a day. That's close to 10,000 more than just 2 weeks ago. Will Stone has more.
Big outbreaks fanning out across the Midwest, especially Wisconsin, and into western states like Montana and Utah are straining hospitals. In the Dakotas, the rate of new infections is now higher than what even Arizona recorded during its huge summer surge of cases. Marta Voshinska is with the Duke Margolis Center for Health Policy. She says new infections are climbing in states that had done a good job keeping the virus in check, including New England. And
we definitely are seeing a large shift. It is starting to show up in hospitalizations.
New cases have gone up by at least 40% in more than 15 states over the past 2 weeks. For NPR News, I'm Will Stone.
The White House is thanking Oman and Saudi Arabia for helping to get two Americans out of Yemen, where they had been held by Iranian-backed rebels. The remains of a third person are being repatriated as well. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
According to her husband, aid worker Sandra Lowley was held in Yemen for 16 months, but has now been reunited with her family. She and another American, businessman Mikhail Jidada, were released from Houthi custody. The Associated Press says this was part of an exchange. Oman State News Agency reports that 250 Yemenis who had received medical treatment in Oman returned to Yemen's capital, Sana'a. In a statement, National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien thanks the leaders of Oman and Saudi Arabia, but doesn't mention any exchange. The Saudis have led a coalition that's been battling Houthi rebels for more than 5 years. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News.
This is NPR News. A federal judge in Nashville ruled today that a Tennessee law requiring a 48-hour waiting period before an abortion is unconstitutional. The judge found the 2015 law requiring women to make two trips to abortion clinics places an undue burden on women seeking an abortion, and the state could not show that the law served a legitimate purpose. The latest in a series of studies about the workplace in Hollywood finds it's full of bullies and filled with power imbalances. NPR's Mandalay Del Barco reports.
The Hollywood Commission, chaired by Anita Hill, surveyed nearly 10,000 people working in the entertainment industry about intimidating or humiliating workplace behaviors, such as insults, sarcasms, gestures, yelling, swearing, harsh criticism, and physical aggression. One person reported, quote, "Bullies run rampant and go unchecked and don't get treatment." Women in the survey were twice as likely as men to report abusive conduct. Workers younger than 40, disabled workers, and non-union workers said they have it bad. So do assistants to writers' rooms and executives. The Hollywood Commission says it's now training directors, producers, showrunners, casting directors, and others to manage bullying. Mandalay Del Barco, NPR News.
First Lady Melania Trump said today her 14-year-old son tested positive for the coronavirus, after she and the president tested positive, and that he has since tested negative. The First Lady says that Barron Trump exhibited no symptoms of the virus. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.